Out with the old, in with the new, introducing the new Mike's Moment. We were going to do a vulgar show to kick off the new year, and because we had a terrible 2020, but we're trying to move on from that. We're going to try and be positive and get into 2021 on a better note. Okay, so this is actually the first show of the year. But while we're on the topic, let's go to Phuket in Thailand. There's a movie called The Beach, and it was filmed right down here on the Phi Phi Islands. You have to get there from Phuket, right here. It's actually a Republic of Germany as well. Right here, Honorary Consulate of Federal Republic of Germany, Phuket. Isn't that crazy, eh? Okay, but enough of that. I looked a little bit further, and I thought there was a place called Phuc, P-H-U-C. And it's actually in a place called Ho Chi Minh, okay? Now, I went a little bit further, because I remember news. This guy, Phuc Dat Bitch. No kidding. It turned into be a war of words on Facebook. It's a guy's name. Smarten up. I know we're immature, aren't we? But actually, it turned out to be fake. And it went to court and everything. So enough of this. Let's head back home. Let's go to Okanagan Falls, British Columbia, South Okanagan. Check this out. And there we are. Beautiful, beautiful place. I do all my walking down the street. I walk along this route. This is a cool motorcycle road. The majority of the traffic crosses over the bridge. I get my mail here. So this is the way to Penticton. If you head south, you're going to head towards the U.S. border. Isn't that cool? Okay, let's get on with the show and talk about our future. And I want to break my sleeping habits. It's crazy what I discovered about myself. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to touch on inspiration. There's a lot of down people right now, and we're going to do our best to try and bring them up. I wanted to do a video on inspiration. That'll hopefully give you a little better outlook towards what's going on, towards your life, towards you and your friends, the people around you, your loved ones, your family. I ran into some people years ago. I had a situation, and I got them to look at things a little differently. Basically, we're all the same, and I'll tell you why. If I hold my wrist and I go slice here, it's red blood, right? If you go to the moon, you look back, we're all on this round globe. What I came down to was what separates us is how we think. It's how we think about each other. I think we judge people way too much. We judge them for their lack of knowing. I came up with a saying years ago, you're only as smart as what you've been subjected to. I haven't been subjected to much, so I'm not that smart. One of the last most positive things I heard from an individual was he was mentioning and talking about a bricklayer. The bricklayer lays bricks, builds walls. And he mentioned something in there that really touched me and made sense. When you're building a brick wall, are you focused on the bricks you've laid behind you? Or are you focused on the bricks in front of you? One brick after another. One brick at a time. And it kind of touched me. So, but basically, that reflects on my little thing. Don't stare in the rearview mirror. You're bound to have a head-on collision. If you drive a car, you'll know what I mean. Ooh, that was a speed bump. And then you carry on. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's make 2021 great. The best we can.
It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Epictetus. In creating your best life, it would never be wise to expect for the circumstances of your life to be perfect. Rather, to develop the character required to overcome and thrive through all challenges. Life happens. Challenges welcome all of us, and so the difference in the quality of life we lead is in our response. However you respond to the challenges of life determines the quality of your life. However you choose to view the world around you is what will be reflected back to you. Do you view life through an optimistic lens or a pessimistic one? When life gets tough, when challenges arrive, do you rise to the challenge or complain, curse, and quit? The character and strength developed through refusing to quit when things get hard is priceless. Remember, it does not matter what happens. It only matters how you react to what happens.
Since I started doing a lot of these video shows, these podcasts and whatnot, I noticed my sleeping habit has changed. I don't have that 9 to 5 or 8 hour job. You know, actually I was putting 10 hours a day and just being really tired, and I felt non-productive. But having a lot of time off from a regular job and fulfilling my own kind of future or destiny doing these podcasts and growing it, because the more time I put into it, the more I get done. What I've noticed is my sleep habits have changed. Here's what happened. Over the last course of like maybe a month, I found I was getting up earlier and staying up and then power napping. So here's what I did. I mean, I broke it up. I had like just over 15 hours of wake time and about 5 hours of sleep time. That sounds normal, right? A lot of you do it. Some get by in 4 hours, okay? But anyways, I assumed 2 hours of laundry, bath time, because I like to soak, and, you know, eating, washroom duties. Hit the gym, right? Okay, anyways, here's what I did. I wrote down, and I kept track. This is last night, and because I'm now in a routine. So I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. And I was awake for 5 hours right here in front of the computer, editing, planning, researching, just focused on the show, right? And then I went to bed. I slept at 7:30 for 2.5 hours. And then I woke up at 10. And then 4 hours and 54 minutes later, I went to sleep at 12:45 in the afternoon. So while people were having lunch, I went to sleep. I went to sleep for 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then I woke up at 4. All right. A lot of people are getting off work at that time. So I woke up, and then I woke up until 11:30. So I was another 5 hours, 30 minutes in front of the computer doing whatever it is. I had to copyright this show. I got a logo done. I had to copyright that. Wheeling and dealing. I was talking to Malik in Ghana, right? I'm going to have him on the show again. That guy is so pumped about, he wants to learn how to do videos, but a motivated young man. And I like that. I like the drive he has. So we're going to do that. We're going to bring him back on in February. So anyways, back to my sleeping arrangements. Anyways, where did I leave off? Oh yeah. I woke up at 4, right? And then I worked till 11:30. I don't call it work. I call it being inspired, being creative. And then I went to bed at 1:45, and then I just repeated this. So yeah. And then my mentor, Darren Stanvik, good morning at 2:30, 2 hours later, he's up. Morning, bud. And we have our little rah, rah, rah session. As a result of these sleep patterns, I'm getting a lot done. I'm fulfilling my dreams and nothing's getting in the way. It's not bothering me. I'm just focused. I'm driven. Now I know what these guys talk about, you know, when they go, what are you going to do? Are you just going to sit around? Nobody's going to rescue you. You got to do it yourself. Now, there's unique things. We're evolving in this. And as a result, as soon as I evolved, a very important man came into my life. And you'll be hearing it as we progress. I'm not going to say anything yet. It's pretty exciting.
Hello.
We're having Jell-O.
Okay, welcome to Mike's Moment, part of the workout routine. This is what I do to keep in shape, okay? Once a day, I like to run around the block. Every day of the week, you can look like me too.
How I usually like to start my mornings is by going to the gym.